Encourage. To encourage is to inspire with courage, to inspire someone's spirit, to give someone confidence, to give someone approval, to promote, and to advance. So that's what encourage means. So discourage, of course, is going to be the opposite of that. It's going to be to do the opposite of encouraging. Now, discourage. So the Lord said to me a couple of things. He said, you're discouraged because something you were believing and hoping for doesn't look like it's going to happen like you thought. But he showed me more. He said, you're discouraged because you released discouragement to someone else. You took away someone's confidence. And I never even thought of discouraging. I never connected discouragement to have to do with confidence. So to discourage is to deprive someone of courage, to deprive someone of hope, and to deprive someone of confidence. And the Bible calls it to dishearten someone. So if you wanted to look it up in the Bible, D-I-S-H-E-A-R-T-E-N. Doesn't that make sense, though? Confidence, okay? Ready for this? To have full trust and belief in the power of God, to have full trust and belief, trustworthy, to be able to rely on a person or a thing, to have a belief in oneself and one's own power, abilities, self-confidence, to have assurance. So confidence is believing. What is the Bible? What is the only thing the enemy can really destroy us with? He gives us fear to cause unbelief. Unbelief is your biggest enemy. Not believing in what God says, not believing in God's ability. If you don't know God, then people walk around discouraged because they begin, as soon as they get hit with something that didn't go the way they want it to, or they lose a job or whatever, all of a sudden they lose confidence in their ability to take care of their family. They lose confidence in their ability to say no to alcohol. They lose, you know, whatever the thing that the enemy comes in and traps you, and you fall into that trap, and of course, you don't know it. Satan's really smart. I mean, you think his thoughts are your thoughts. You think what he says through somebody else to discourage you is that person saying it. You think what you say to someone else that you didn't mean to say that hurt somebody is you. But really, it's the enemy having access in your mind, and then you speak those things, and then he just keeps you in that trap. That's why it's so cool to know God and the Holy Spirit and let him sanctify us or set us apart from these things. Amen? So I began to think about this. First of all, I really, really cried out to God. And I said, you know what, Lord? Forgive me for ever being a discourager. Because I know that sometimes when I see things in people's lives that are really wrong or hurting them, and I'm trying to warn them, I'm trying to correct them, I'm trying to show them those things, I believe sometimes I have gone in a way to do that discourages people or makes them lose confidence. And I just really wept before the Lord. I said, Lord, that's never been my intention. And especially with your children or your spouse. You know, if you want your kid, you know, to get good grades and you attack it in a discouraging way, and you say, you're never going to pass this class, you just discouraged them. You just took away their confidence that they could do it. If you say, well, you're not really smart enough to go to college, you just took away their confidence that they could do that. Now, people react differently when somebody tries to steal the confidence. I've always been a fighter. So when I was told as a teenager that I didn't need to go to college and it was going to be wasting money and I wouldn't have the money, I was like, you got to be kidding. I'm going to college. And I worked my own way through college. And so I got married finished my second year of college and married John. And he was just finishing up at Tech in aerospace engineering. And he decided to get his master's so he could stay there one extra year to date me a little longer before he married me. And so... not that he wouldn't have got it otherwise, but I don't know if he would have gone straight through and got it. But anyway, so when I moved from where John and I were, John and I got married while he was in college. Then when we moved, or university, we moved to where he got his first job, which was really, I have to say that's the one time in my life that I was kind of fought a depression because it was such a depressing atmosphere. And I had to, there, I was kind of lied to, not by John, but by his employer, because they told us that I could go to University of Maryland, and they made us think it was like 35 minutes away. Well, it's more like an hour and 15 minutes away without traffic. So DC traffic, it was more like 2 to 3 hours away. And so I think at the time I maybe was discouraged, but the Lord made a way, and I went to University of Maryland anyhow and finished very quickly because I did not want to do that drive in a Corvette. Not a Corvette, I wish Corvette. Now we have a Corvette, but then we had a Chevette, in a maroon Chevette with black vinyl seats and no AC. I had to drive 3 hours in DC traffic in the summer. Anyway, I lost lots and lots of weight. I was like this big. But anyhow, but I knew I did not want to drive the Beltway and the traffic in the fall. So I took all the classes I could. I took 21 hours in the summer. That was very interesting. But anyway, because I'm a fighter. So when they say you can't do this, it's like I'm going to do this. That's just some of you. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And we have some teaching somewhere back there on how to get your fight back. Because some of you never had your fight, or somebody took it out of you. You have to have a fight that God can put life into. Not a fight in the physical realm, but a fight to say, the devil, you are not winning this. Nobody's going to destroy me. No one's going to take my confidence. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And even before I knew the Lord very well, I knew I can do this. And if you're a school teacher in here, you need to really die to using discouragement as a way to try to motivate people. Because even if they have that fight attitude and it seems to encourage them, it's still doing it in a way that doesn't glorify God, that's going to have some problems attached to it. Amen? And so I began to realize, you know, I've said things to my kids. I've said things to John. I've said things to my parents. I've said things to probably some of you with the intentions to help motivate you. But because it had a spirit of discouragement with it, the enemy could use it to try to take your confidence. And I haven't done that much. And I'd be like, I knew she'd repent one day. Okay, get over it. I've done a million times more to help you break through and see victory. But I like to humble myself before the Lord. And if I see areas where he's changing me, and he's changing me, not you. So just like he's changing you, and it's not my job or anybody else's. But a heart that's after God really sees yourself. You don't see everybody else and how they need this teaching. If you're right now thinking about who else needs this teaching, or aren't you glad God showed me, you really need to put a mirror up and look in it. And let God deal with your heart. Amen? That's how real change happens. And that's how you get deeper and deeper in God and get anointed, to be honest with you. Because you see, you let Holy Spirit see these things. And then to hate something, if you really have a heart for the Lord and you really want good relationships with people and you really want a good marriage and you really desire that your children love you and are respectful and have good lives, and you really want that kind of relationships, and you're over blaming everybody else, you will embrace God changing your heart. Amen. You will embrace that he wants to show you these things, and that's called brokenness. And God wants a contrite and broken spirit. He wants people who recognize his spirit has been sent inside of you, if you've asked Christ to come into your heart, to get those things out that Satan has placed there. It'd be nice if you quit trying to protect those things and put fortress around them. Don't touch this. This is my personality. Okay, well, remain the image of God. So we got a little bit of a question here about this personality of yours.